morning, shalom bracha, mazel bracha, aslocha bracha. It's Thursday, Zion Teves, and 28, Zion Teves, the 28th of December, 2006, Zion Teves, Thursday, Pashav Yigash. Let's learn Chamishi. Ve'elish Mos B'nei Yisrael, these are the names of B'nei Yisrael, Haboyim, Mitzrayim, they came to Mitzrayim, Yaakov, with Yaakov, Uban of his sons. We have a problem here. Why don't you say Ve'elish Mos B'nei Yisrael, Shebo'u, or Habo'u, they came. Shebo'u, they came. What do you mean, Habo'im, that are coming? What do you mean? So it includes those who already been there for 20 years. Yosef and his two sons, the three people. So you say that game with Yaakov, that's not true. Yosef and Menashe and Ephraim and Menashe are counted in the 70, but they never came with Yaakov. So Haboim, that are in the state of coming, they came 22 years ago, and now they're coming. Not came, because that would exclude Yosef and his two sons. Haboim, Mitzrayim, Yaakov, Vanuv. Yaakov and his sons, Bechor, Yaakov, Reuven. Bnei Reuven, he gives some numbers, and that's Reuven with his four sons, makes five. Then comes Shimon, Yimuel, Yomin, Had, Yochan, Tzor, Shol, and Akananis. That's seven people, six children with Shimon. Now, who is this Akananis? He married a Goyish woman? Of course not. This is Dina, who acted like a Canaanis, like a Gentile girl walking around and not worried about her personal safety. Or she acted like a Canaani, a Jewish woman that acted, a woman that acted like a Canaani man, prancing around the field without any worries. And she got ma'anes by Shechem. So that's her, Dina. Shaul, who's that? Shaul ben Akananis? I thought Dina had a daughter, Osnas. She had two children. One was Shaul, one was Osnas. When Shimon and Levi wiped out the city of Shechem, they say, Dina, let's go home, come on. So Dina didn't want to come home. Unless it was a busha. Unless Shimon marries her. So Shimon married her and had a child, Shaul, ben Akananis. So she had one child from Shechem called Osnas and one from Shimon called Shaul. Reuben and Levi. So that was Reuben had five, and Shimon had together with him it was seven. Reuben and Levi, Gershon, Kosim, Merari. That's four. Reuben and Yehuda, Erev, Onan. They're not counted because they died in Eretz Canaan. Veshela, Veperetz, Vezorach. That's three, and Yehuda's four. Veyomaz, Erev, Onan, Eretz Canaan, Veyud, Reuben and Peretz. Now the children. Now we're talking about grandchildren, great grandchildren. Because Yehuda's already a child, and Shelah's grandchild. Now was and Peretz' grandchild. Now Bnei Peretz, the great grandchildren. There are two of them, Chetz and Mechamel. So you add two grandchildren. So you have five for Reuben, seven for Shimon, four for Levi, four for Yehuda, two grandchildren. Bnei Yisachar, we're going to get five. Total of Apuvah. Viov v'Shimron, four, and the father is five. And Bnei Zvulun, Zered v'Elam v'Yachliya, that's four. And then one more, Dina. Eile Bnei Yeleo, Asher Yoldo L'Yakov, B'Padam Ravom. V'Ez Dina, V'Ez Dina, Bito. So together you have 33. Kol Nevesh Bona V'Nosa, from Leo, Shloshim v'Sholdosh, 33. Now if you count it up, it's really 32. And it is, with Yocheved, it's 33. And we're going to hold big machlokes there. And as the final number come out to 70, it was really 69. So they want to say Yocheved was added here. And as Rashi says later, maybe it was the Shekhinah was added to make 70. Or maybe it was Yaakov was 70. There's a problem here with one number. The Shaloh has a good answer. He says 70 is all right. It could mean 69. The Ein Bor, not the Shaloh, the Rosh. So Masechtas Pesachim Siman Mem V'Inyan HaMispar Chamishim Yom L'Sfir Sa'omer is only 49, and Arboim Yakenu 40, but it's really 39, and a whole bunch in other rayas. Betanis Chavtes Amar Alf on the pasuk the Parsha Shalach V'Yeshuva Tura Oris V'Keitz Arboim Yom is not true. It was 39 days. Then say the 8 Demon 40 years is not true. It was 40 years minus 30 days. So he says it's a roundabout number. like we say, a Sanhedrin is 70. It's not really true. It's 71. He says, Lav Davka 70. 69 is the same as 70. That's the Rush. The Rush says then. Masechta Sofrim, Simen Mem. Sof, Masechta Sofrim, Simen Mem. Binyan HaMispar, Chamishim Yom. Okay. So now we're up to 33. Now we have a little problem here. Hakanani Zudina Venosa Lishimon Venosha Ubita Asnas Mishem Goya Hayasa. So Goya Hayasa, so the child should be Goyish. Because before Matan Torah doesn't go after the mother, goes after the father. Sheshi was Megayer. Yosef married a Goyuris. She was, and Asnath is not mentioned here because she's not Yaakov. Dina, yes, but not Asnath. Therefore, she's not on this list. But Shaul is because it came directly from Shimon. Shaul ben Akanaz, Shimon from his father, and so was Dina, a daughter from Yaakov. So Shaul ben Akanaz is on the list. Asnath is not on the list. She was not part of the family. She was Megayer. Yosef married a Geuris. Because before Matan Torah, it goes after the father. After the father. Acher Hayav. Yosef married Osnas. She's a Canaanis. I hear she's a Canaanis. The Isser Canaanis is Rak L'Avos. Not for the children. Because you see that the 12 Shvatim, according to them, they married. Well, to Umos is one opinion, but they married Kenanios, according to second opinion. When Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, they all had at least one wife, so the 70 should be exactly 12 more, 82. But they all died with his, Rashi says. Oh, every one of the men came down. They were widows. Interesting. All right, they were all Almons. So, Almonim. Now, it's interesting here. Now, you see, this is a very interesting thing about Dina. Isha, no, where is this? Asnas, Bas Dina, Yoldo, Beis Sadikim, Fraim, Ben Asher. Yimavarchim, Kol Yisrael, Bishmosam, every Friday night, as Benayim. Like Yaakov benched them. Simchel, Simchel, Fraim, Ben Asher. But the Kohanim, Yimavarchim, Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael. And Bebrocha, Mishuleshes. And not with Simcha Kim Gafraim Kanasha. It's because what the Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim are benching Klal Yisrael. That's for Yivorech Hashem, Yivorech Hashem Yishmerecho, that's Kashmi is. Yivorech Hashem Pon Velech Vichanecho, that's Ruchni is. Yosem Chol Sholom, that's Chain and Sholom. But the Bracha that we give to our children, Simcha Kim Gafraim Kanasha, that's the Bracha of Chinuch. Yosef was able to bring up these two tzaddikim in the country, Shtufe Zimo. It just shows you how great and powerful is the force of family life. Of that this Simchal Him, Kefayim Ganasha, God should make it like Kefayim Ganasha. You should be the product of a wonderful family of Chinuch Bracha. The Birchus Kohanim, that's a Bracha of Gashmias and Ruchnias and Chain. Same Chol Sholem. But now let's look at this. Avo B'nai Bonov Shal Osnas B'nai Ephraim Hoi Rishoyim Gemurim. From Ephraim came Menashe, that terrible man, the king Menashe, and from the other one came Yerobam and Achav and Yehu, the worst Rishoyim you can imagine. That's Malchus Yisrael. Kol Bo Medina She Yotzonis, I said, she was Yotzonis. Gam came Acher Misa Shimon Dina Nasis Rishoyim. She became wicked. And she married Eob. And when she married Eob, she was tzedekus because he was the tzaddik, but she became a Rishoah. Sha'omra lo, she told Eob that save yourself from all this terrible punishments that God has given you. Curse him, he'll kill you, and you'll be done with you. You'll die, and you'll have no more tire. So he said, oh, what, are you one of these horrible women? Are you one of these terribly cursed wives? He said, Dina said you should curse to Eob for husband. Curse Hashem and he'll kill you. You can save for you. But then, Gam came B'nai Bonav, B'nai Sho'ol Ben Akananis, that was Zimri. They say the Sho'ol Ben Akananis, that Zimri, or the Gilgal of him was Zimri, he was a big Rasha. Shabal al Nechris, Cosby. Like his unfortunate Aim Shel Ziknoso of his grandfather, great 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 grandmother, Dinam Shoshocha ben Nachri, and Dinam Shem. Yosef Noso Osnas ben Shem, Acher Geirus, Vinkach Osnas Ein Nirshum. It's not mentioned here, the B'nai Ayin, Shel Yaakov, because the 70, because you're not a direct family member. Shel Yosef Miyarko, there. She was in the beginning a Zohar, and then Hashem, and they prayed to Hashem. She had a Din Torah with Hashem. Din No, Din Hey. Hepach Lenekevo. Vinishmoso Hoyashal Yosef, because he was the next male born. Instead of coming from Leish, he came from Rachel. But that was in the Shema of Yosef. Therefore, Yosef married her daughter. That's his soul sister. Osnas, Dina's daughter, Osnas. Yosef Nos Bazugo, Baz Dino. Osnas, Mash also Dino, Shenikro, she's called the Knanis, or Yitzonis, Manela Roshim, Benishmas, Acher Harbe, Harbe Dodis, Malcha Yisrael, Menashe and Ephraim, the children of Menashe and Ephraim, Toch Osnas, the Zimri, and through Shou, Ben Shimon, Divedino, this is a very big Indian here, tremendous big complicated Indian here. Now we go further. B'nei Leah was 33. B'nei God, Sifyon, v'chagivishuni, v'edron, a'eli, v'erli, v'ar'eli. That's eight. Seven children with the father. Good. B'nei Asherim, v'yishvo, v'yishvi, v'briyo, v'tzera, chakosam. And that was six. B'nei Bria, Chevro, Malkiel. These are two more grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So 8, 6, and 2 is 16. So we have 33 and 16 is 49. And we're going right to 60, right? Now we have a problem here. Serach HaChosam. How old was Serach? Some say 250, some say 100. She was very old. About 250. When Moshe came around. B'nei Bria, Chevra, Malkin, and Baitiyas, and Trim, she was about 250, maybe more. Eli B'nei Zilba, Nosan, Lovin, Leah. These are the children of Zilba. Nosan, Lovin gave to Leah, Bito's daughter, Batatos, Eli, Yaakov, Shesh, Esri, and Ophit, 16. We just mentioned them. B'nei Rachel, Eshes, Yaakov, Yosef, and Yaman. That's two. 16 and 2 is 18 now. Yol, Yosef, Esri, and Trim, Esh, Yol, the Lo, Osnas, Vasproti, Ferah, Koin, Own, as Menashe, and Ephraim. Ubnei, Binyamin, Bel, here comes 10 children. So it's, and you don't mention him because you already mentioned him Pasuk before. Because it says, Bnei Rachel, Esha, Yaakov, Yosef, Binyamin. So we mentioned just his 10 children. Bnei, Binyamin, Bel, Avabecher, Vashbel, Geiro, Naamon, Echi, Roshi, Mubim, Chubim, Bord. So that's 10. So you have 16 from the after Leah. Well, anyhow, you do the numbers, you come out to 69. Now, what are these names of Binyamin? They're all names for his brother Yosef. B'nei Binyamin, Tani, Kulam Nikra Shemo Shel Yosef, says in Sota Lamed Vov. Bela, he called his brother, because he lost his brother, Binyamin lost his brother Yosef, he called his son Bela. Shenivlo Ben Behumos, he was swallowed up amongst the nations, Yosef. Bechor, Shohi Bechor La Imo. Ashbel, Sheshovo El, God captured him. Geiro Shigar Bachsanios. He lived in among as a stranger amongst other nations. Naaman Shinoim Biyosi was very handsome. Achi Barosh, Achihu, he's my brother Baroshi, who's my superior. Mupim Khubim, Hu Lo Ro Bhupasi, Ani Lo Ro Isi Bhubaso. I never saw his marriage. He never saw mine. That's very good for Khubim. What about Mupim? That doesn't say in the Gemara. Mupim Mipi Ovi Mi Mupim Mi Pi Ovi Lomar Hakol. Erd, Shuriora, the Bain Umus Olm, went down amongst the Goyim. Yesh Omim Shuponov Domel Vered. Aleph Reish Dalad to Vov Reish Dalad. His face was as rosy as a Vered, a rose. Shoshana Samokim, Shoshana is not a rose. Shoshana is a lily. Vered is a rose. All right. Now we get to here. Eile b'nei Rachel, she yielded unto Yaakov, kol nefesh aboyim, abo also 14. You can add up, you'll see. It's 2, 2, and 10. It's 14. B'nei Don, and the children of Don is Chushim. That's it. Now, how do you say b'nei if you only have one son? Evan Ezra says he had many sons. They died. Only Chushim was left. Others hold that he had a lot of children. Let's see. Where is this? He had many children. Where is this here? Oh, I have something here beautiful to tell you. He had many children. Here. B'nai Don, L'osid Yiyu Merubim. There'll be in the future many, Benny. By only here is B'nai Don, L'chushim, to Ebenezer says he had others, they died. But in others hold, in the future there'll be many. B'nai Don Chushim, Tonid Ve'rav Kisya, B'nai Don Chushim, Shohoyim Merubim, there were many, many, many. Kachushim Shelt Kona, like the fibers of a reed. Now, some say he had four children, Acherim, and they died. And this Chushim, when Esav came, his uncle Esav, who was just as old as his grandfather Yaakov, B'nai Don Chushim. When Chushim's father was Don, his grandfather was Yaakov. When he went to bury Yaakov, who was 147, later on you'll see, Chushim, Esav, who was just as old, came with his soldiers there, 147, and he wanted to stop the Levaya at the Maris of Machpelah of Yaakov. And this is after they were in Mitzrayim for 17 years, because he came there when he was 130, and he died at 147. And Chushim was deaf. He didn't have the Chush Hashmiah. So he saw an uncle of his, some didn't know who it was, some man was preventing the funeral, he couldn't hear anything. They took a beam, a piece of wood, and banged it behind the man's head, it happened to be his uncle, Esav, he knocked his eyeballs out. And then came Yehuda and cut his head off. And his head rolled into that pit outside of Maris HaMachpelah. You ever been there? So, which means he was fit intellectually to be one of the Avos. There were supposed to be four Avos, like there is four Imahos. Supposed to be Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. Intellectually, he could have made it, but his body did Averus. Therefore, he went to Gehenna, like all Rishonim. But his head rolled in there. It's a medrash next to the Aris Machpelah, because he's fit to be one of the Avos. Anyhow, Chushim knocked his head eyeballs out from the back. Anyhow, Chushim didn't have the Chush. Chushim couldn't hear. Now, where did you get this that he had two sons? Ayin Sefer Yovlos. Sefer Yovlos is such an important Sefer. It was 110 years before the Common Era. It means like 50 years before the Beis Hamikdash, second Bais was destroyed. The Sefer Yovlos is the Makor Shel Sadi Gon's information, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Sefer HaYosher, Bereishis Rabosi, Medrash Tadshe. And the name of the four sons were Shimon, Eshudo, Yocho, and Shlomo. These are the B'nai Chushim. And, okay. B'nai Naphtali, Yachtzio, Vagunim, Yetzir, Vashilim. Eile b'nei Bilhah, Asher Nosan, Lovan, L'Rachul, Bito. The Taylor is Eile Yaakov, Kol Nefesh Shiva, 7. Kol HaNefesh HaBo'ol, Yaakov Mitzrayim, or Yossi, Yerecho came out of his loins, direct descendants. Bilhah, Neshev, b'nei Yaakov, decides the wife, 12 wives of Yaakov, which means, according to this, they were 82 people, 70 plus 12, maybe more than what they had, more than one wife each, but at least 82, but they were not his descendants directly, so therefore, besides them, Kol Nefesh, Shishim V'Shei, 66, and where do you get the four from? B'nai Yosef, and then Yosef, Asher Yulah Lo Mitzrayim, Nefesh, Shnai, he was 2, and Yosef was 3, one was 1, 2 and 1 is 3, 69, ooh, how do you get 70? Kol HaNefesh, Lebeis Yaakov, Abba Mitzrayim, Shivim, oh, there's a big fight. The Rosh says that 69 means 70, same thing. And he proves that with Sefer Omer says Tisbech Hamishim Yom, you only count 49. Malchus Alboim Yakenet, you only give him 39. They came back with Shuvim at Tuha Ardes. Miketz Alboim Yom is not true. It was only 39 days. And Amon Ochlu Alboim Shon is not true. It was 40 years minus 30 days. So Yaakov had 12 sons, 54 grandsons, and 4 great grandchildren. So 12 and 54 was 66, and 4 is 70. And you do the numbers, it comes out to 69. So, Who is the 70th? The Machlokas. Oh, amongst Rishonim, some of the Ramban and Arachayim and Eben Ezra, either it's Yocheved, is the 70th, or Hashem, or Yaakov, I mean himself. And how do we get 70? Okay. Now look at this. Yocheved, kishenolad Moshe, she was 130 years old. She was just born when they came to Mitzrayim. It says she was pregnant before she left Canaan. When Tam came to Mitzrayim, she was born, which means she was included also because she came intrauterine. She was inside the mother's uterus. She came. She was number 7. That's why they add her. Your number is Yocheved, not to make 70. Because she was not... she was born in Mitzrayim, but she was conceived in Canaan. She came as a viable organism. She came. So that's why she's number 70. Yocheved, because you know that Moshe was 130 years old. Some say 250. Reish Nun. How could it be from here to there? 250, we know it's 130. Oh, well, there's a whole sugya. Look at Eben Ezra, Pasuk Chav Gimel, B'nei Don Chushim. So the actual count is 69. But the Pasuk says 70. And with the wives, it's 82. And so the, between 69 and 70 could have been either Yocheved is the one, or Yaakov is the one, or Hashem is the one. Okay. All right, so now we're up to Shishi. Every single Pasuk in the Torah is loaded with information. Kolin Nefesh Shivim, Boy Minei Abba Khalifa Merebi, Chiyah Bar Abba Merebi. So, boy, may I ask a question? Abba Khalifa from Rabbi Yechiyah Bar Abba, B'klol Anat Amosi, Shivim. In the general numbers, you find Shivim Ubaprotim, but you do the counting. At Amosi, Shivim Chosra Achas. You only find 69. Omalei, Hachi, Omer Abba Cham, Bar Chaninim, Zu Yocheved. The 70th one is Yocheved. Shehur Sobadera. She got, the mother of Yocheved got pregnant, but there, Veleidos of Anachomas, and she got born between the walls of, I guess, leaving the town before they came to Egypt on the way, or maybe inside the walls of Egypt. Shenemar, she older, Osa Lelevi Bim Mitzrayim. She was born to Levi Bim Mitzrayim, not before. Leidos of Bim Mitzrayim, she was born in Mitzrayim, then Horos of Bim Mitzrayim. Not before. She did not, was born not before until she got there, only after she got there. Therefore, she was her ladle was in Mitzrayim. She came down with the other people in the mother's uterus. That's it. 1 second. There you go. One question remains. Why does it say in the last passage before Shishi, "V'nei Yosef Shir Yudah Lo Mitzrayim Nefesh Shnayim Kol HaNefesh," all the soul, the base Yaakov Habo Mitzrayim and Shivim? Why does it say Kol HaNefeshos? Nefoshos mi boile, you should say. Ella nefesh, one soul. They, it says, Achachomim, Ovde Hashem, Kenefesh Achas. But with Esav, and it counts up his children, it says nefoshos. Because they're Oved Avodah Zorah. Each one a different God, a different religion. That's why it says nefesh. Kol nefesh shivim, boy minei abuch livim, rabbi chia barabim, the klolim, oh, we said that. Anyhow, nefesh, because they're all one soul, they all believe in the exact same amunah, and not by Yaakov, but Esav, it says nefoshos, they all believe in different religion, made up religions. Okay, that's Rabbi Yisrael, that's the end of it. If you want to go back one shiur, you hit 29, you hear the other shiur I gave today on Mayim Beis HaShe'evo. This is on the parasha. Tomorrow we do Shishim Yitz Hashem. And that's how it goes. And have an easy fast on Sunday, Asara B'Teves. And if you want to know all the questions and answers on Asara B'Teves, go back 2 or 3 Shurim Tuesday night at the Seminary Beis Hena in Muncie. There I did the whole shiur on the 10 questions of Asara B'Teves. And, you know, my questions are interesting questions. All the interesting questions. Which tannis is there a greater severity than Yom Kippur? Which other two tragedies happen on Teves? And which tannis is a Yom Tov? Which tannis was a Yom Tov? Which tannis will be a Yom Tov? Which Tanis cancels one of the Sheva Bracha days? Oh, a lot of nice questions. You can go back, hit 21, go back till you get to Tuesday night. Have a good Shabbos, and like Zunishtar.